American Language Course, Tape 1402A. A man has just arrived in the city. He asks directions to his hotel. Listen to this conversation with some people he asked to direct him.
Excuse me, which way is the Admiral Hotel?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm new in this city, too.
Pardon me, sir. Can you tell me where the Admiral Hotel is?
I think it's over that way. I'm not sure, though.
Excuse me, do you know where the Admiral Hotel is?
That's over on Callaway Street, isn't it?
Yes, but I can't find Callaway Street.
Walk that way for about 4 blocks. The hotel's about 2 blocks north of there.
Thanks a lot.
Not at all.
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Excuse me, which way is the Admiral Hotel?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm new in this city, too.
Pardon me, sir. Can you tell me where the Admiral Hotel is?
I think it's over that way. I'm not sure, though.
Excuse me. Do you know where the Admiral Hotel is?
That's over on Callaway Street, isn't it?
Yes, but I can't find Callaway Street.
Walk that way for about 4 blocks. The hotel's about 2 blocks north of there.
Thanks a lot.
Not at all.
Here are some questions about this conversation. Listen to them carefully and answer them. Repeat the correct answers after you hear them. Example.
How many people does the man ask for directions?
He asked 3 people.
He asked 3 people.
He asked 3 people.
What is the name of the hotel he is looking for?
He is looking for the Admiral Hotel.
Where is this hotel?
This hotel is on Callaway Street.
How long has the first person been in the city?
He is new in the city.
Does the second man know where the hotel is?
No, he isn't sure where it is.
Which man tells him how to find the hotel?
The third man tells him where to find it.
How far is it to Callaway Street?
It It is 4 blocks to Callaway Street.
How far must he walk on Callaway Street?
He must walk 2 blocks on Callaway Street. Now, let's practice some sentences with progressive verb phrases in the different tenses. Notice the difference in the sentences. Repeat the sentences.
Will you soon be making plans for the trip? Are you making plans for the trip now? Were you making plans for the trip yesterday? Have you been making plans for the trip long? Had you been making plans for the trip before?
I'll be studying the lesson tonight. I'm studying the lesson now. I was studying the lesson when you called. I have been studying the lesson for an hour. I had been studying the lesson before he came.
Will the boys talk long? Are the boys talking in class? Were the boys talking in class yesterday? Have the boys already been talking long? Had the boys been talking long when you entered?
Janet will be working here a long time. Janet is still working here. Janet was working here yesterday. Janet has been working here since Friday. Janet had been working here several years before.
They will be driving an old car. They are driving an old car. They were driving an old car. They have been driving an old car since last year.
They had been driving an old car until yesterday.
Here are some questions using the past perfect progressive tense. Notice the short answers. Repeat what you hear. Had you been reading before the telephone rang?
Yes, I had.
Had John been watching TV before he studied his lesson?
No, he hadn't.
Had you been visiting them before they left?
Yes, we had.
Had you already seen the movie?
No, I hadn't.
Had you bought a new car before John arrived?
No, we hadn't.
Had Mary already played the new record?
No, she hadn't.
Had the instructor already corrected the papers?
Yes, he had.
Had they been sleeping instead of studying?
Yes, they had.
Had they been working hard earlier?
Yes, they had.
Had Henry been reading before he came to class?
No, he hadn't.
Let's practice changing some statements to questions. You will first hear a statement. Change the statement to a question, then repeat the correct response. Example.
She has been buying presents for her friends.
Has she been buying presents for her friends?
Has she been buying presents for her friends?
Has she been buying presents for her friends?
They have been visiting many buildings.
Have they been visiting many buildings?
He had been writing letters before he came to lunch.
Had he been writing letters before he came to lunch?
The new student has been asking many questions.
Has the new student been asking many questions?
John has been shopping for his friends.
Has John been shopping for his friends?
Miss Taylor has been packing since yesterday.
Has Miss Taylor been packing since yesterday?
They had been waiting for us since 4 o'clock.
Had they been waiting for us since 4 o'clock?
Tom had been planning a visit for a long time.
Had Tom been planning a visit for a long time?
Mary had been expecting a telegram from Bob.
Had Mary been expecting a telegram from Bob?
The children have been playing since morning.
Have the children been playing since morning?
Nick has been driving for many years.
Has Nick been driving for many years? Notice these sentences using the special expression, find out. Repeat them.
Did you find out when he was going? I found out about the new books. She can't find out where I live. We'll find out about the program next week. Can you find out about the trip before class? We can't find out anything about it. I found out the hotel is on Callaway Street. They found out about my new camera. John has already found out about the car. Will you find out about the plane reservations?
Listen. Listen to this conversation between two friends.
Will you be leaving soon?
Yes, I'll be leaving in a few minutes.
Would you take me to the tailor's?
Sure, the tailor's next to the cleaner's. I'll wait for you.
It won't take me long. They fixed my coat, but the sleeves are still too long. I want them shortened another inch.
I'm in no hurry. I'll wait. Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Will you be leaving soon?
Yes, I'll be leaving in a few minutes.
Would you take me to the tailor's?
Sure, the tailor's next to the cleaner's. I'll wait for you.
It won't take me long. They fixed my coat. But the sleeves are still too long. I want them shortened another inch.
I'm in no hurry. I'll wait. Let's practice some sentences using any and some. Repeat the sentences.
Do you have any paper?
Yes, we have some paper.
Does Bill have any medicine?
No, he doesn't have any left.
Are there any cups in the kitchen?
Yes, there are some there.
Is there any good drinking water here?
No, there isn't any.
Did you buy any perfume for your wife?
Yes, I bought some for her.
Did Joe get any bread at the store?
No, he didn't get any.
Did they get any cigarettes there?
Yes, they got some.
Did Roger buy any shirts yesterday?
No, he didn't buy any yesterday.
Do the students have any pencils?
Yes, they have some.
Do you have any time to study?
No, I don't have any time left. This is the end of tape 1402A.